Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 99 of the Rocket Punch cast. I am your host tonight, Poominol, a.k.a. Chris, with my bestest friend in the whole wide world, Mr. Will Turkhurst. How you doing, Will?
I'm vertical. Well, semi-vertical.
Semi, right? Yeah. I know I'm feeling, like, horizontal at best. At least I'm not below, like, 9 feet below. That would be, right. That's the bonus. That's all you're getting out of me today.
Nah, dude, Mother's Day and working on Mother's Day is, I love all the mothers out there. I'm happy for you that you have birthed a child that is able to celebrate with you. But, dude, stay away from where I work, please. I will not say where I work, but stay away. Just for a little bit. I need a breather. A
little bit, please.
Stay away from his work, too.
Yes. Well, I don't... Surprisingly, we don't get too many customers at Tetra Tech. It's very rare. It's very rare that we have to sell anything to anyone or fix anything for anyone. It's actually quite nice. But I was also busy working on Saturday, so Monday through Saturday. That was fun, and... You know, getting all them episode 100 goodies, but we'll get there in just a second.
Yep.
So, first things first, before we get into the housekeeping, Cameron had started this new tradition of You the Real MVP.
Yes,
where we go through the different comments that we have on our channels so that way we can improve, and that way we can also shout out our most loyal, devoted fans. This week comes from FM Mad?
Yeah. I don't know. Foxtrot Mike Alpha Delta.
There you go. That's got to be what he meant. He says, great pod, fun and entertaining. Not a huge gamer. He said huge. Not a huge gamer and still dig this show. So it's nice that we can reach beyond the veil of gaming, you know? I think that's cool. I know that we've also talked about bringing the IRL podcasts to the mainstream, to the greater stage. Instead of just, you know, localized to our lovely, lovely patrons. So, you know, FMMAD, you may be in for a shock because we may bring you some even cooler stuff that, you know, you not being a huge gamer would be totally down for.
Yeah, man, you never know.
Although I tried to look for more critical stuff, but, you know, honestly, there's not a lot of critical stuff on there. So
I'm okay with that.
I am too, but at the same time, you know, if you guys have... Any words of advice or things that you would like to see us fix here in the show, you know, we are more than welcome to, you know, entertain those ideas. So by all means, go ahead and hit us up on your podcast service of choice. Give us a rate and review. Let us know how we're doing, things that you'd like to see improved.
Or email us at rocketpunchnetwork@gmail.com.
There you go. Yeah. That's the thing.
Or tweet us at rocketpunchgo.
Yeah, do it.
Hit us up.
All right, so let's bust into housekeeping. As you know, this is the Rocket Punch Cast, where groups of friends from all around come around this table to talk about video games into microphones, even when those microphones are a bit further away than normal, but hopefully that'll help with my loud, projecty voice. As you can see, we're coming around two tables today, because we're actually coming at you live from my house instead of from Cameron's.
From the Poominol Cave.
Yeah, that's cool. I have a lot fewer toys than Batman does, but, you know... I do have some cool stuff in here. We got a mini fridge.
I mean, we have booze.
We got booze. You know, there's more than just the Pepsi Max in this cup. I'll tell you what, peeps. Be sure to make sure you listen to us every Tuesday on the podcast service of your choice. If you'd like to follow us live, you can watch us live as we record the show on twitch.tv/rocketpunchlive. That's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you'd like to go even further beyond, you can head over to rocketpunchgo.com for the latest and greatest news that is Rocket Punch. You'll be able to find our stream schedules there, a few other goodies and stuff, a link to our Patreon page, Cameron's latest review of God of War, which is really good and also super duper long. So if you want like a really lengthy review, if you were still on the edge of the greatest game of all time and you were just wondering if you should go and make that leap.
I don't know if it's the greatest game of all time. Spider-Man's not out yet.
Oh, well, at this moment, though.
greatest game of all time? No. Greatest God of War. Yes.
Yes, there you go. So at least we can agree on that much. Anyway, head over to patreon.com/rocketpunch if you'd like to help us out. Keep the lights on. Keep that fan above us running, all that jazz. We would obviously appreciate any love that you could give us there, along with our Patreon stuff. You know, you guys can always expect lots of bonus episodes that we've got going live for both Tank and Spank and the Rocket Punch cast, our free game and free game plus giveaways that we do every month, and even our weekly shout-outs, where, yet again this month, we'll be going ahead and shouting out our boy Chuck O.B., Chuck O'Brien. You can follow him at CEOSoul_feedback. He is an indie dev here in the Huntsville, Alabama area. Super great guy. Love that guy to death. If you guys have any interest in indie games or indie development or something, go ahead and follow him. He will be a great point of contact for you because he's constantly putting all kinds of stuff out.
I would say, you know how Captain America is like the ultra American?
Yes, absolutely.
I think Chuck O'B is like the ultra indie guy. He should be Captain Indie.
Captain Indie. Yeah. I like that. But yeah. We got to get him an outfit. We ought to get him an outfit to prance around.
Indie devs are very low budget. We can get him like one of those Party City capes.
Yeah, there you go. I'll just give him my pirate theme from the Sea of Thieves stream. Listen, you're a captain, you're indie, you're Captain Indie.
Captain Mindy.
If you'd also like to see yourself as part of the weekly shoutouts, that is one of the tiers there on patreon.com/rocketpunch. Head over there and give us a hit up. Video, you can make sure that you hit us on that Twitch Prime sub. If you happen to be a member of Twitch Prime through your Amazon Prime or something like that, if you want to give us a sub, we would absolutely appreciate that. You know, you get a free sub every month, so it's an easy way to go ahead and support the show without necessarily having to reach into that bank account and do it. And for audio services, those of you listening, like I said, please rate and review us on the podcast service of your choice. We would absolutely love to hear your feedback, and we'll be sure to make you part of that Utareal MVP, you know, because that's a thing. I think that, would you be so kind, Will, as to drop our Discord link there into chat?
As long as it allows me this time.
We're going to try it. If not, you guys can head over to rocketpunchgo.com. We've got it there, linked somewhere. Go ahead and dig around. I'm sure you'll find it. And if you want to hit @AskRocketPunchGo or @AskRocketPunch at any time throughout the stream, let us know any questions that you'd like to ask. We'll go ahead and hit those at the end of this show. So, let's move on here. So we got some upcoming events coming up. This week is going to be a little bit interesting. I think we got some really good ideas here for the stream. So, because episode 100 is coming up next week, which we'll get to in one more second, guys. Because of that, though, we have two tournaments going on this at episode 100.
Yeah, we do.
One for Rocket League and one for Towerfall Ascension. So what I thought it would be cool is to go ahead and showcase those two games this week during our streams.
So in other words, we're throwing Top Shelf Tuesday out and we're doubling down on indies.
A little bit. But Rocket League's kind of top shelfy. It was top shelfy when it came out. It might not be so much today, but...
I mean, yeah, but they're still technically indie.
They're very indie, but you could still be top shelf indie. That's why we didn't call it AAA Tuesdays. Because we wanted it to just be, you know, what the talk of the town type of game is. It doesn't necessarily have to be AAA. All
right, fair enough. All out.
There we go. So anyway, on Tuesday, we'll be bringing you guys a little bit of Rocket League action. Hopefully Cameron will be back then. As you can see, we have a bear chair here in between us. You know, pour one out for our homies.
I'm not wasting booze.
Cameron, I miss you. I miss you, Cam.
Hey, he's not dead. I'm not wasting the booze.
No, he's not dead. He's in chat, actually.
I'm going to pour the booze down my
gullet. He's in chat. If you guys want to talk to Cameron, he's in chat. So feel free to hit him up over there.
Yeah.
So we'll be bringing you guys a little bit of Rocket League on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we'll be bringing some Towerfall Ascension. What's going to be hard with that one, though, is Cameron and I are going to have to get together. I didn't tell him we were doing this, but we're doing this, so FYI, Cam, pay attention. We've got to get together so that way we can play that one together, because that one we're not going to be able to do online or whatever. You have to be in person together.
Hashtag get good.
Yeah, so I'm either going to have to head over your place or you're going to have to head over my place, but one way or the other, we're
going
to have to
just
do some
Tower Fall.
Just
tell me where I'm going.
Oh, you have off on Wednesday?
Yeah, tell me where I'm going.
Oh, shit, dog, shit. So it looks like Will be part of it as well. So that'll give us some three-player action. We can do all kinds of stuff with that. So
you guys can see how bad I am at it.
Yeah. Well, everybody can take tips. They can learn the tricks of the trade, and then they can come prepared to episode 100 and possibly win a prize or a couple prizes.
Yeah, come see what to not do.
Yeah, there you go. That's one way. That's a way to learn. I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
Friday, you'll be bringing us some Overwatch action, correct?
Yes. I invite anyone and everyone to come play. Let's go be bad together.
Yes. I would love to play. Things have been so busy for me lately, but I will try my best to be a part of that one.
Yeah.
Because I missed the last couple.
Viewers and audio listeners are also invited.
Yes, of course. Especially if you can hit up our Discord. That's the easiest way, because we're going to show shout-outs there in Discord and invite people to be part of that. So we can get, what, a team of six together for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so even if all three of us manage to make it, that still leaves us three open spots. So.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah, do it.
Come join us. Get good.
Get good. And that leads us to episode 100 yet again. One more time. One more time.
We're almost there.
It's time to celebrate. Aw, yeah. All right. To stop the dancing.
Should I cut his mic?
I mean, you could. It looks like I'm clipping anyway, so it's probably not a bad idea.
Yeah, just talk at mine and you'll be fine.
Yeah, right? I mean, look how far away the mic is from me, and I'm still, like, I'm peaking like it's going out of style over here. Hopefully we can drill that down here. Come on, Adobe Audition, work with me.
I don't know.
Yeah, right? So, anyway, episode 100, May 21st, that is 1 week from this Monday, we will be over at Lucky Dice Cafe from 6 to 10 p.m., It is 100% going to be the time of a lifetime. I'm telling you, this is where you guys want to be. You will remember this day. It will live in infamy and Rocket Punch history. If you happen to be outside of the Huntsville, Alabama area, I've said it many times before, I will pick you up at the airport. You just let me know where you are and when you're going to be there. We will make this thing happen.
Just to give you guys an idea, and not just Cam, Chris, and myself, but past and present, all Rocket Punch members will be there.
Yes, which is really cool. That'll bring us up to six, right?
Let's see. We have Seth.
Mm-hmm.
We have Sabroli.
At Darth Turner.
At Viperette.
There you go.
And Chaz will also be with us. And he's a TW Swordsman.
That's great.
TW Swordsman.
That's right. So yeah, we're gonna have a full crowd, a full gamut of past hosts hosting with us. I'm really excited. I think it's gonna be really cool. We'll be talking about old times and what it took to get to this point. It'd be really awesome.
Yeah. Also, like, you know, that whole thing about Rocket Punch being a nation, you know.
Yes. Yes. That is a thing now.
We should totally re-record that with all of us together.
Yeah, there you go.
Just to make it totally ridiculous. We were borderline ridiculous before.
Yeah, right? In terms of other stuff, beyond just the episode 100 recording, we're going to have a Rocket League and Towerfall tournament, as I already mentioned. You can head over to rocketpunchgo.com and sign up for the tournament ahead of time so you already know what your bracket's going to be and all that jazz. We're going to have all kinds of other games, some Mario Kart action, some Dragon Ball FighterZ action. We're going to have Moxie Game Studio there with their latest title, Ascending Madness. They'll be showing that off. You know, it's a little bit of a beta stage still, so you get to see it sneak peek before it actually comes out later this year. We've got board game action going on. We'll be giving away prizes. We've got 4 copies of Super Hack Override from Weird Giraffe Games. We've got, I believe it's called Antidote from Bellwether Games.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We've got 100 tokens from Pites and Pixels that we're giving away, and a custom dragon scale dice bag that my wife made, which is really cool. We've got gift cards that we're going to have for Lucky Dice Cafe that'll be part of raffles as well. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be absolutely crazy. It's been a lot of work putting this together. You know, yeah. It's just been absolute psycho craziness going on. So I'm exhausted. Like, this weekend alone, I spent 4 hours yesterday papering the town with posters, driving all over the place, stopping by, being like, please, sir, would you put this in your window?
It was
tough, man. You beat me to it. It was tough. It was work. I was getting out there. Because I have, like, a horrible, like, fear, like, anxiety of talking to people that I don't know, especially asking them for favors. So it was, like, all day, all afternoon yesterday, it was just, like, hyperventilating as I'd approach the doors.
See, my job won't let me have anything like that.
It was horrible. Oh, my gosh. But they're out there. In fact, if you follow us on social media, you would also know that we've got a free raffle entry, an extra raffle entry for every person who gets their picture with one of our posters and tags us on social media.
Yup.
So that's exciting, too. So yeah, gonna be a crazy time. 4 hours of total chaos over at Lucky Dice Cafe, May 21st, 6 to 10 p.m. I promise this is the last time I'm gonna mention it, because I know I've been talking you guys' ear off about it here for weeks. Let's get to table talk.
Oh man, are you sure?
Yes, and you're going first, because I feel like I'm losing my voice over here. I've been talking so much.
And that's perfectly fine. I've been playing more Hearthstone, because apparently the iPad lets me play this anywhere.
Yay!
Yeah, so not just the Witchwood single player, experimenting with the massive nerf that Mage got, or at least I feel like it's a nerf.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I used to be able to wreck shop against everybody, and now I can barely keep my head above water.
Now, nerf since when? Nerf since before Witchwood?
Since Witchwood came out.
Since it came out, that's what I thought.
Yeah, because they removed a couple critical cards from the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's trying to figure out a new balance, and it's been interesting at best.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, usually I would be much higher in the rankings right now, and I'm not above 20.
Hmm.
As far as...
That's terrible. Yeah. For you, that's horrible. For me, it's around par. I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
it's no bueno.
I'm getting told in chat that people don't think... You know, everybody says that people don't think that I'm afraid of talking. But you're very wrong. I'm mortified of talking. Like I pushed through it. I forced myself out there. I put myself on the docket. But man, I hate it. It's nightmarish. I don't like it at all.
So you're one of those guys that has to recharge the batteries at the end of the day, like, oh, God.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yesterday especially was bad.
Yeah, I don't really have that issue, but working where I've worked for as long as I have, you get used to it.
Mm-hmm. I've done customer service for a long time, but I didn't like it then either. I guess, fair though, enough. I had a bit of an excuse because I was like, well, I work here. Like, I have to do it. You know what I mean? Right. So everybody just expects it because I have to do it. Whereas, like, going out to, like, local taco, for instance, and being like, hey, I know you barely have anything to do with geekdom whatsoever, but can I put this in your window? Like, when we went to places that didn't have stuff in the window, I didn't even go and ask. I was like, if they don't have things, that means that they've either told a bunch of people no, or they've just let, like, a blanket policy that they don't do it. And I'm like, no, not doing it. Nope.
Oh, man, no. Nope. I will, like, hey, man, can I put this up on your window?
I got a bunch more posters down there if you enjoy it this much. Like, you can feel free to pay for the rest of the town with them.
I mean, you know, do we have enough to where I could literally put one in every business in town?
They were very expensive.
So... The answer is no.
Thanks again, patrons, for all of your support.
Yes. Well, that's true. No, yeah, I'll take some and see what I can do.
Mm.
But, yeah, so I played more of the Battle for Azeroth.
Okay.
Magar orcs still don't have arms.
Oh, all right. Is that going to be final product? Is that something we can look forward to? I knew upright orcs were a thing, but I didn't know armless orcs were also a possibility. That's cool.
Yeah, they're kind of glitched right now, too. So after you do, like, the whole single-player thing, where you do the fight for Lordaeron,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, right out, like, that whole process, you don't have arms, and then when you get to Zandalar, you can't proceed in the quest chain, because they're just glitched.
Oh my gosh, that bodes really well for that August release date, right?
Well, to be fair, it is a beta.
Mm.
And things have changed quite drastically in weeks, so... But yeah, I love rolling around as a rogue or a hunter or any other class as a Magar or Orc and just not having arms. So, like, literally where the shoulder pads cut off until your gloves start, there's nothing there.
Nice. You know what that reminds me of? When I still had that C922 webcam, and it would do, like, the faux green screen, and I would lift my arms up because I would be, like, excited about something, and immediately it would lop off my arms.
I can't
For whatever reason, it was like, nope, torso is this. This is all you get. If you lift your arms, you are not a human anymore. I don't know how you figured that out.
I can't use the faux green screen on that because it cuts the top of my head off. Apparently my head is too shiny and it just cuts it off. So, yeah, that's a thing, man. Sorry.
Sorry. Wear a hat.
Nah, I'm going to just do you one better and just people can see my blinds.
Yeah, there you go.
That's, much easier solution. Hey, you guys can see how white my blinds are.
Yeah, perfect.
Yep.
Done and done.
How about you?
Well, so I played two games on stream this week because I was filling in for Cameron, right?
Okay.
I got a hold of Owlboy on Wednesday. I enjoyed that. You know, I'm getting into it. I'm digging the story or whatever. Once I got the controls down, I started doing pretty good on it. I liked it quite a bit. But, you know, I will say it did not hold my attention the same way that Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze did.
All right. Indie dev, Ninty.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, it was fantastic. That game is just as... Everybody gave it so much high praise, and that's the main reason I picked it up. I had Donkey Kong Country Returns on the 3DS.
Okay.
And didn't like it. I was like, eh, it's Donkey Kong, it's fine. I've never been a big Donkey Kong fan, personally.
Okay.
Never really did a whole lot for me. I mean, it was fine. I didn't hate the game, but it just didn't grab me. Where this one, for the first time, I'm really, really enjoying it.
So just grab your head, shoved it in the screen, and said, you will play.
I'm enjoying it way, way, way more. I'm enjoying it so much that if I can knock it out the rest of the way within the next week, I'd like to put a review up for it.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it that much. It's not a 10 out of 10 or anything like that, but it is a solid platformer. I'm probably leaning somewhere in the 4 range out of 5 stars, you know, 8 out of 10 kind of thing. If you like 2D platformers of, you know, yesteryear, it's absolutely a great game. I'm enjoying the heck out of it. The boss fights are great. Levels are very detailed. Everything just feels like it has a place and a purpose.
So worth the $60?
It's hard to blow $60 on a 2D platformer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That's be fair, I didn't pay $60 for it. I guess that's what I would say. I've got the Best Buy Gamers Unlocked or whatever. So if you can pick it up on Amazon or use the Gamers Unlocked and get your 20% off, it's worth the $40 that I paid for it or whatever. It's definitely worth the $40. $60, and it came out on the Wii U, so technically it's just the same exact title put on the next console.
Oh, come on.
$60. Like, it's, put it this way, I would put it right, it's not as, I don't like it as much as I like Sonic Mania, but it's up there. I only like Sonic Mania more because it's Sonic and I grew up on Sonic, but in terms of level design and just the whole complete package, it's right there next to Sonic Mania. But right. Sonic Mania was what, $20?
True.
You know what I mean? Like, this game is long. It's longer than I would have expected. It's probably longer than Sonic Mania, but, you know, I don't know that it's $60 longer. You know, I could see why. It sold really well, though. The sales charts have gone through the roof on it. It sold more copies in the first week than it sold during its lifespan on the Wii U.
That's why all...
It's so bad.
I was going to say before you started giggling, I'm betting that all of the good games from the Wii U will be HD remastered for this.
You are 100% sure and 100% right. And
I can't wait for that Xenoblade Chronicles X reboot.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know. I like it. I'm enjoying it. That's my game of the week multiple times this week, and I'm supposed to still be playing God of War and recording some more footage for our video review multiple times this week. I was like, give me that Switch controller.
Give me that Switch. Kratos, you dead to me.
You dead to me.
Donkey Kong.
Boy, get out of my way, boy.
Boy, give me that Switch.
Yeah. All right, you ready to move on to topics of the show?
Yeah, buddy.
So, you know, I was thinking I really wanted to do episode 100 stuff the whole way through. And I was thinking we were going to talk episode 100, but this was a good week for news.
It was.
It was a really good week for news. So it's like, actually, I could not in good conscience do that. So, you know, I'm sure those of you who are listening outside of the Huntsville, Alabama area will be stoked because we won't be talking episode 100 to an event that you possibly can't attend. Instead, we're just going to be...
It's in the realm of possibility that anybody from Alaska all the way to Florida could attend.
True. I mean, I told you, I'd pick you up. You make the trek to somewhere nearby. It doesn't even have to be on Huntsville Airport because that's expensive. You make it to Nashville or something, I'll come and get you. I'll take the day off of work. I'll come and get you.
I'll buy you a $20 shuttle pass from there to our airport.
There you go. So, first topic of the show, there was a leak.
A big one.
A big leak. And we're not talking a plumbing leak. We're talking a massive leak from Wally Town, Wally World.
Wally World. What?
Walmart leak posts E3 spoilers ahead of schedule. Did you hear about this?
Yes. So, Walmart Canada, to be exact.
Yeah, Walmart Canada goes and ends up posting like a release schedule calendar of a bunch of games that are supposedly coming out. I think all this year was the anticipation for these things, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. What up, Stig? Yeah, let's see. Wario 64 is the tipster. I love that it's Wario 64. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, because I definitely trust all things Wario. So, Walmart puts out a bunch of stuff and says that all these games are supposedly coming out this year, and they name a lot of things that nobody had any indication of whatsoever, and now we get to speculate on whether or not this is real or whether it is just speculation on the part of Walmart.
Honestly, Borderlands 3, I think, is a pretty safe announcement.
Yeah, and there's a lot on here that were almost obvious, right?
Yeah.
Borderlands 3, if it's not coming out this year, it's 100% getting announced this year.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, hands down, that one was going to happen. You know, Just Cause 4, again, I don't know that it was going to get announced this year, but Just Cause 3 did very well. The Just Cause series has done very well. There's no reason to think that that wasn't in the works somewhere.
Like, I mean, I'm sorry. Just Cause is fun, and I'm going to do more streaming with 4 when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I love the idea of the grappling mechanic in that game.
It's
awesome.
Let me
just grapple you and throw you up the side of the thing with it. It's like, oh my god.
It's always been, hands down, one of their coolest features. So the thought of those two, 100%, you know, we knew those were coming.
Right.
Let's see. Division 2 isn't so much a leak, because we already knew it was coming.
Yeah, we had seen stuff about that before.
Right. Gears of War 5. We knew it was coming, right? Like,
you can keep it.
Really?
After 4, they can keep it.
I mean, 4, I've told you much about my disdain for 4. I thought it was rushed and short, and frankly, I feel like in a similar to a Destiny 1 move, probably a lot of what's going to make up Gears of War 5 was Gears of War 4 content that they cut and ended up putting toward a new game.
Don't get me started on Destiny.
Yeah, I just feel like the way they ended that story just didn't feel right to me. I was like, that can't be where they originally intended on stopping this. That doesn't make any sense. They ended with like this pendant thing that they barely even mentioned, and it was like, ooh, spooky, is this part of the, you know, situation? Like, get out of here, man. Come on. You need to give me more meat than that, Gears.
Yeah. I don't know. Speaking of Destiny, apparently the Comet DLC got leaked.
Right? So, Comet DLC, if it's real, I'm thinking it's probably a Taken King type situation, right?
I don't think anything can save Destiny 2. That's a conversation for another day.
It is. We could sit here all day on that one, because even this last one, them coming out and admitting failure was...
Whew. I wish I could sell my digital copies. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, right? they announced a bunch of other easy ones that that we already knew. You know, they announced Metroid Prime 4, which we knew was right. A thing, but I don't know about this year. That still seems hard to believe. Smash Bros., you know, we knew that was coming.
Apparently Forza Horizon 5, but 4 hasn't come into existence
yet.
Yeah,
so that's got to be a misprint, right? Because that can't be right.
I mean, we did get a new Forza last year, so I'm thinking this will be Forza Horizon in that engine.
Yes.
That would be my guess.
My guess as well. And it's another one that we kind of knew was coming, but we didn't know was coming. I feel bad for Microsoft, because there's a few different titles on here that were Microsoft exclusives, you know? Like, they really needed to come out of the gate hard, and now some of their fanfare has been taken away with these.
Yeah, that's why you don't trust third parties.
So here, in terms of the bigger leaks, the ones that we didn't necessarily see coming, and that, you know, a lot of people were hype on... Rage 2.
I love how Bethesda leaned into this.
I loved it too.
Because, yeah, they got spoiled, but they just literally took the screen cap, made it their picture, and then just tweeted a picture of Big Ben with pink paints on it.
Right.
And just went full into it. So, you know what? Good on Bethesda for just owning it and just pushing forward. And now they just tweeted right before we went to start recording this that tomorrow there's going to be a trailer.
For Rage 2?
Yeah.
Now, okay.
This is from the Bethesda Twitter account.
Wouldn't it be great if this whole leak from Walmart was not real? And then they lean into it and like make a mockery of this Rage 2 being a thing. Because if I remember correctly, Rage 2 did not sell like
Rage
hotcakes.
Didn't sell that.
Yeah,
one,
yeah. No. Rage did not set the world on fire at all.
No.
So it's like it would be so funny if like they just put like they put up the original Rage trailer and just like kept handwriting a 2 in over it or something. Like, they just troll so hard about it. That would be so good.
I would be okay with constant trolling. You know what? I mean, at this point, what do they got to lose?
Oh, I agree. I think that it would absolutely just be so funny if that ended up being how they decided to handle the situation. Like, it's not a real game. Based on the other titles they have on here, it makes you feel like it is a real game. But who knows? Another one that... It was kind of leaked earlier. There was a lot of speculation that we could be getting a new title when they added some DLC to the Wildlands. Ghost Recon Wildlands got some DLC. And we ended up getting to see Sam Fisher of the Splinter Cell series for the first time in a long time. And a lot of people speculated when that happened that we would be getting a new Splinter Cell title. And sure enough, we got a Splinter Cell title on here.
I'm okay with that.
I am 100% okay. You know, I've never been a big Splinter Cell fan, but that being said, I treasure the fact that that is a game series that, you know, has made up the culture of gaming. I feel like Splinter Cell is so iconic to the shrouded darkness, you know, stealthy gameplay kind of atmosphere or whatever. I feel like that is really... It's always been such a... I've known the name Sam Fisher for a long time, even though I haven't been a big fan of the series.
I would love it just because I want a modern Splinter Cell.
Mm.
Especially since I won't get a modern Metal Gear Solid anymore. So
yeah, we're done with that. That was part of the Wildlands DLC or whatever. Yeah, sad.
I saw
day.
That video clip.
Sad day. I guess I'm the last one. So
and,
sad.
And then just that existential crisis look.
Yes. Oh my gosh. It was... Lego DC Villains.
Yes.
Is another one. Now, Lego games, I thought Lego games weren't all that big of a thing anymore, right? I thought they were kind of dead. I was like, I don't care for them anymore. I had liked them before, but now I couldn't stand them. I don't have kids, so, you know, maybe that's why. I set up last week at Lucky Dice Cafe for Free Comic Book Day.
Right.
And I put up Lego Marvel Super Heroes, the first one, right?
Mm-hmm.
There were 8-year-olds lined around the block to play this game, okay? Like, there were kids, little kids everywhere, just, like, clawing at the controllers to get the chance to be able to play this game that came out 6 years ago.
Apparently, to kids, it doesn't matter when it came out. They just want to play with Legos.
They were so stoked, and I was like, man... Lego games are a thing still. Like, man, lean into that, Traveler's Tales. You need to be making as many of those as you could possibly get out the door, because they are selling.
And apparently they will be.
Yes.
Should be out sometime before Christmas.
Which would be cool. Would be cool. I know I like the Lego Batman games. I have 2 of those. Hmm. I don't have the 3rd one. I like the idea of it being a villains game. That'd be cool. You know, it's just another neat title that I don't think a whole lot of people were expecting, you know.
I would love a Lego anime game.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Just kind of like some kind of weird Shonen Jump Lego crossover.
Right, right. That would probably be really good. They got to get the licenses for it, but that would actually be really
good.
Just
contact Bandai Namco. They already have them.
Yeah. I don't see why that's not a thing yet. To be considering how many crazy ones they have nowadays, I'm surprised that we don't have at least one.
Bamco makes all the anime games. Just partner with them. You're good.
Yeah, right? Stig's calling me out for being old, out of touch, and what's still cool and hip with what's still cool and hip.
You know what's cool and hip? Booze.
Yep, I have here later on for our next topic, just so you know, Stig, I have written out, are crossover events still cool, or are we just old and cynical?
He's not wrong. I'm looking at
it. So, yes, I know that I'm very old. Like, I've got my burial plot picked out, you know?
It's, oh, it's cool. All Where's good. It going to be at?
It's all good.
I want to go ahead and take a poop on it now.
Yeah. I'll wait for you.
I'm kidding.
All right. So, now that we've named most of the titles on here, are there any other ones that were standout that you want to mention that we didn't already?
Not really. Everything else is kind of expected.
Okay. So, first and foremost, first question. How likely do you think this was a leak and not just speculation? On a scale of 1 to 10.
I think it was a leak.
Yeah, I think it was a leak. I'm going full on 10. I think it was absolutely a leak. Some of these titles just, they don't make any sense. And there's no way you would have speculated that Rage 2 was coming out. Like, no, I'm not following that.
No, I want to know how
there's
much.
No way anybody would be like, you know what they're going to come out with? Doom Shmoom. We're going straight back to Rage 2. Because that one's that's the title that got you the headlines. Get
out
of here.
Now, I will go ahead and say, though, I want to know how much Walmart has to pay all of these individual developers for breaching that data.
Yeah, right? Because, well, you know, to be fair, Walmart could pay it. So I ain't too
terribly
worried.
I just want to know the check
it.
They got to cut.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I don't know. I would hope that it's large, you know, if especially if I was Microsoft. You know, I really do feel like Microsoft needed to come out of the gate swinging. And if you're taking away what few cards they have, I would be pissed.
Force is not
Microsoft.
But Force is not a surprise. But that's expected.
And I understand that. But even like, let's think of a Sony title. A Last of Us. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Last of Us was going to get a sequel. It didn't end in such a way that it prevented a sequel. And it sold like, I don't know, 800 bazillion copies.
Right.
So when they announced it, though, people got stoked. Now, you never would have been able to get that level of stoke from Forza Horizon 3 or 4 or 5 or whatever they announced.
But, years combined.
Right. But I do think that people would be like, I'm excited about this. I know when Forza Horizon 3 was announced and they showed that it was going to be PC and that it was going to be cross-platform and all that other stuff, and they even had four people like in the same room. One guy was on PC, one guy was on Xbox, this guy was over here, that guy was over there, and they like connected them all and played. I thought it was cool. I watched. I was like, this is cool, man. I cannot wait to get my hands on this game. I love how seamless it all is. I can't wait to be a part of this experience. So for me, it was nowhere near the size of The Last of Us, but I was hype on Forza Horizon 3 when they announced it. So to get that taken away from you, you know, to have Microsoft have that taken away from them, I'd be whatever dollar amount I'm allowed to sue for or whatever, and whatever dollar amount I'm entitled to, I'd be immediately on the phone going, hey, by the way, where's my check?
Getting that legal team, sending that notice.
Yeah, no doubt.
So I got to read Stiggs here before we move on, because he doesn't want to derail our conversation, but he's serious. He wants to know about any leaks involving the release of Half-Life 3.
Stig, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No.
Stig, I don't even think they would do a physical release on that, which means Walmart,
no.
Out of the chain.
No.
That's going to be a full-on Steam-only release.
It's going to end up being VR, and it's going to sell 800 VR units, some Vives.
I don't even think it would sell that many.
Yeah, you don't think so?
I think people would just put two monitors together and pray.
Yeah. next question, we kind of went over it already, was what games were most surprising on the list. Rage 2, for me, was absolutely the most surprising. I don't even know what they're thinking with that. With the success of Doom and a lot of Bethesda titles right now, you know, like... Rage? Of all things you're going to bring back? Rage? I tried playing Rage within the last 2 years. I had a miserable time playing Rage. It is boring.
I didn't know Rage was a game. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't even know that was a thing. So, the fact that it's got a sequel. Boom. Surprise.
And in terms of a broader conversation, how do you feel about leaks?
I mean, I think they ruin the magic of the reveal and the whole experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a big fan of don't leak it. Let me experience it in that moment the way they want to craft it. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, that's part of the hype and the joy of being a gamer.
I would agree.
I would say that that does take away from the experience of E3, which is literally Christmas right before July for a lot of gamers. It's like, yes, I now know what I need to have going from now through the rest of the year and next year. And because, you know, they're going to announce some stuff from this year. They're going to announce some stuff for the future. And they're going to keep it moving forward.
Right.
And so the fact that we're going to have some things spoiled by that, I would have loved to have waited and just be shocked by a Borderlands 3 trailer or a reveal or some gameplay. I would have loved that. But now that I know that it's more than likely coming because they can't make any other game and stay afloat.
Right.
Then, you know, hey, let's make Diablo with guns. What's that? Oh, that's Borderlands.
Yeah.
Because Destiny can't do it.
Right. Yeah, I feel the same way. It's kind of like spoilers for a movie. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I do not seek these things out. I know people who do, but I would prefer to be surprised. I want it to be crafted, like you said. You know what I mean? I want it to be exactly as intended. Even with, you know, Ubisoft's terrible way that they seem to come out with, like, their Just Dance games and 400 other titles that you have no interest in. And then, oh, it's Mario and Rabbids. And it's like, wow, I didn't see that coming.
No, but I actually still enjoy Mario Rabbids.
So. Oh, no, great. Game is great, but keep you had going. To sit through some stuff, you know? You gotta, if you're gonna sit there for the Ubisoft conference this year for Division 2, I'm gonna have a brave day trying to sit through that. The Ubisoft conference.
You know I got that day off. We're going to get together, get a couple cases of beer, sit back and watch.
Yeah, right? You know I got to work, but you can bring a couple cases of beer. And I'll just,
yeah, and the minute I'll clock out, I'll throw one at you.
There you go. I'm in for that. 100%.
It's like, oh man, he's off. Beer.
Yeah, right? I'll start before I get off for the day, because luckily I work from home. You know, shout out to my bosses.
I don't think they care as long as the work product is the same.
Exactly. So, yeah, that was an interesting part of the week. Other interesting part of the week brings us to our second topic of the show.
Yeah.
So for this one, I don't know if you guys know. As you know, we're not the biggest Fortnite/Battle Royale podcast that there is. No doubt about that.
I think the kids call it Fork Knife now.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
Why do they call it that? Because it wouldn't be chicken dinner, because they don't do that in Battle Royale.
No, but like, no joke. Look at YouTube and search Fork Knife. It's nothing but Fortnite videos.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what it is, but the kids call it that.
The kids are leaving me behind in my own genre now, you know? I was the gamer guy, and it's like, you guys are leaving me. I'm in the dust. I can't. But that being said, I do pay enough attention that at least I saw that we got a Thanos crossover event going on right now.
Yeah, it's all I see in the break room at work now. Yeah. Everybody is either streaming it or they're playing it on their phones.
There you go. So, for those of you who don't know, you can now be Thanos in the game. From what I understand, they're having a horrible time balancing the game, putting Thanos into it.
Duh, yeah, he's got the Infinity Gauntlet. There's not supposed to be balancing.
He is a problem. It is hard. It is hard to fix. But actually,
you want to know how you balance Thanos in that game?
How is that?
You put a Captain America shield, you put an Iron Man suit, and you put a Thor hammer also on the map.
Oh, all right.
And if someone on your team gets one, no one else on the team can get it. That way, if you're doing teams, it balances it.
Okay.
That way you don't have the Avengers plus Thanos wrecking your shit.
Yeah, right.
But no, I'm saying you should totally do like a whole-on Avengers mode where you get this item in the world just like you do the gauntlet and just put on the Avengers and it's fine.
Stig, I see that cap out there. Stig says that the game's already balanced. It's perfectly balanced now that Thanos is in it, as it should be. I love it. That's awesome.
There's no snapping in that game.
Yeah, they need to figure that out quick.
He can fire a beam.
Yes, I know that.
He can do that crazy jump, and then he's got the smash like the Hulk when he lands.
Right. Hulk smash. Yeah, so that got me thinking, and it's something that we had talked about a little while ago, and we weren't able to make a podcast topic out of it then, because we had other stuff going on. Crossover promotions. They seem to be becoming a thing all of a sudden again, and I thought it was interesting if we talked about, you know, the ones that were really great from back in the day, and what we'd like to see here going forward in terms of this stuff.
Yeah.
So first off, before we even get into it, are they fun? Do you still think that that is a fun way to like spice up a game, or instead would you prefer to have the regular vanilla experience so that way it doesn't mess stuff up like balancing issues and
no,
things?
Fuck it. Let's have fun. Throw weird shit at the wall. Let's see what sticks.
Right?
That's where I'm at, man. Because look, at the end of the day, if it doesn't work, you take it out. Problem solved. Especially if no one's paying for it.
Right, right. True.
You know, just have some fun. As far as I could see, man, you know what? I don't know why Fortnite doesn't have a whole on of Infinity War mode, where instead of just the Thanos and the Gauntlet, you get all the characters have a power option in there, and it just becomes mayhem.
Right.
That would be insane.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think it adds a little bit of flavor to the game. You know, there's another one that came out recently. They have the Ninja Turtles are getting a reboot.
Oh, Splatoon 2, yeah.
Yeah, Splatoon 2 has, their Splatfests are, like, divided amongst the turtles now, so you can, like, follow your favorite turtle and...
Look, it's either Raph or Leo. That's all that matters. Everything else is trash.
It's Raph all the way. You can keep your Leo, okay?
I said Raph or Leo.
Raph 100%. Well, in the end, you gotta pick one. I don't think you're allowed to split your vote.
No, I'm saying they're the only ones that matter. Everything else is eh.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, but if you had to pick, you gotta pick, man.
Oh, give me the katana all day.
Get out of here. Get out of here with your Leo.
If anything, that means more Raph for you.
Oh, man, Raph all day, every day. Man, when they had that TMNT movie and Raph beat Leo on that rooftop, man, I was sitting there in the theater. Yeah. I'm in the theater. I'm like, finally!
That's all it took. It took a CG movie like 2 decades after the cartoon for it to happen.
I was like, this is the greatest day. I've been waiting for this day. Raph, man. Woo! 100%. All day. You know? All right. Yep, I can relate to Raph. I think that's what it comes down to. I can relate.
Is it the deep-seated rage?
Yes! The problems. I have deep-seated problems. Angst. Angst to the max. You saw me at the Nonpoint show. You know.
He's not wrong.
So,
I'm over there just enjoying my beer, like, yeah, music, alright.
So, let's go favorite crossover event of all time. And this can be gaming or not gaming related. I picked some gaming ones, but I think you picked some non-gaming ones.
Oh, one is gaming, just a card game.
Yeah, there you go.
And then the other one, I put it because I was disappointed in you that you didn't have it.
I was trying to keep a gaming theme.
No.
So I'll go first. Game Fuel.
I specifically enjoyed the Halo 3 Game Fuel.
Oh, okay. You have one in particular, huh?
Yeah, well, I don't like the current Game Fuel. The taste is a little weird, but when it was more orangish instead of like grapefruit or whatever they're doing
right
now,
right,
I was all about that shit. It was bad. It was like, I may need to drink more water and stop drinking soda bad.
Right, I probably bought the most Game Fuel during the Halo 3 promotion, right? Yeah. But that's only because during the World of Warcraft promotion, I bought both flavors.
Fair enough.
So I didn't actually buy the same in the standard flavor. I probably bought more, but split over two flavors instead of just...
Now, if they do a WoW Game Fuel promo again... I may get diabetes.
Yeah! I'm so upset that I didn't keep any of the cans.
Eh.
They were cool, man. They were cool cans. What? You had a night elf and an orc, right?
Yeah, orcs for life.
That was cool. That was really cool. I dug it.
Yeah, hashtag for the horde. Move on.
Yeah, that was a cool one. What about you? First one.
Let's go ahead and say, the Mulan McNugget sauce.
Uh-oh, that's the one you're disappointed in me for, right? Uh-oh, yeah. Somersault jump?
Yeah. No, obviously Rick and Morty blew it up, but no, back in the day it was just, you know, hey, we got Mulan stuff going on over here. Also, I think Tarzan had a McDonald's nugget promo thing, but it was just different boxes of toys.
Right, right. I prefer when they do the crossovers that have the glassware, like the drinking glasses.
Yeah, I used to get those all the time.
Man, and like I'm telling you, my favorite glassware that I ever picked up in a promotion was, you guys might remember, Batman Forever and McDonald's. Had these killer freaking etched glasses that they did for it. Dude, oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how cool those freaking glasses were. They were so sick. That Two-Face one where it had like the flipping coin made up like the handle of the cup.
Yeah.
Dude, that was so sick, man. I'm telling you, I was all about it. We had all four and they were cool. That was my favorite one.
Fair enough.
Yep. But I've always enjoyed it whenever they hook up with one of the fast food joints and do it. You know, I got the Shrek glasses from the Shrek 1, the Shrek 3. I got the Star Trek glasses from Burger King when they did the Star Trek reboot over there at BK.
Yeah,
I got the whole set of that, too.
Speaking of Burger King, when I was a kid, so you know the Burger King up on North Parkway?
Yeah.
All right, so that was the first time I ever held a Dragon Ball Z trading card game card in my hand.
Oh, okay.
I still have that card to this day.
Why do you remember this?
Because the DBZ card game ended up being... it replaced Magic the Gathering for me growing up.
Oh, okay.
So, like, this was like... Oh, I would literally race home to go watch Dragon Ball. And now I could play Dragon Ball with my friends. what? Head explodes... all over the place, gore, nastiness, amazing.
That's cool. That's good stuff. Yeah, I've been a big fan of those events. But in terms of another gaming themed crossover, Rick and Morty had an audio pack with Dota 2.
All right, I did not know about that.
Yes, and I was way big into Dota 2 when it first came out. It was, I think, right after Season 1, of all things. Huh. And, we were going into the Invitational, first Invitational that they had or whatever, and I was down, man. I was 100% in. I picked it up, $10, got my Rick and Morty fix while I was playing the game. It was cool.
I don't know, Stig, but apparently we're doing something right if people are trolling. All I know is the more you troll, the more I ban. So bring it on.
Yeah, right.
So, but, yes. I don't know, man. I just can't bring myself to play Dota 2 when I would much rather play
the original... League of Legends?
No. The original Warcraft mod, Defense of the Ancients, yes. Which is what all this is based off
yes,
of.
Yes, I know. I just thought it was funny.
I'll just go play my Warcraft 3 in the corner over here. Leave me alone. Damn kids and your newfangled games.
So that's my second one. I had the Game Fuel and the Rick and Morty, and I assume yours had something to do with Dragon Ball.
No, it's the Dragon Ball Z Burger King card promos, where you got the different figurines with the promo cards.
Right.
That's how I got the Vegeta card that I still have to this day.
Gotcha. I did not keep any of the cards. I kept the figurines. I wanted the figurines.
Those cards are worth money now.
I wanted the figurines that are worth nothing, and that is what I kept. And I still have them in a bag here in this office, in this closet over here. I've got my Piccolo with his weighted clothes. And I've got Frieza, and I've got my Goku, and I got my Vegeta. And I think that might be all the ones I have.
Fair enough.
Defense of the Agents.
No, definitely not the Matrix.
Yeah, the tech org. Close. Ancients, Agents. It's very similar. I do love the Matrix, but...
Now I want to go watch the Matrix and drink some beer.
Now, was it Defense of the Ancients, was that...
That was what Dota is.
Right, I know that. But I thought it was a StarCraft mod before it was a Warcraft mod.
I just remember it from Warcraft 3.
Yeah, I know it was a big one in Warcraft 3. I thought it was in StarCraft before it ended up in Warcraft, but I could be wrong.
I mean, it could be, but I didn't play StarCraft back then. I was all about Warcraft.
Yeah.
Zug, zug, something need doing? That's literally legit all I did.
Right. Well, then again, though, you still have that installed on your computer at all times, right?
It's on my MacBook Pro in that bag right there.
So that explains a lot right there.
So, you know.
And from there, you know, talking about greatest events of all time, could we come up with new events that would surpass even those wonderful ideas of the great beyond?
I need Marvel skins for all the characters in Dragon Ball FighterZ.
That would be sick.
I need a Goku that's got some kind of, like, Thor outfit or something, just for lols.
We got a conversation breaking out in the chat now. Everybody's like, maybe it was StarCraft. Maybe it was a Warcraft mod. Oh, I don't know. I know it was a Warcraft mod.
I guarantee you.
I just don't know where it started. I know it was in both because I played both like crazy. I didn't play them as much as Will, apparently, but I did play both like crazy. So I've definitely played on both versions. I just don't know which one came first. I know StarCraft was out before Warcraft, but then again, their community continued on way beyond. So it could have happened on Warcraft later. Look, and then been patched over to StarCraft.
All I'm saying is StarCraft became the national pastime of Korea. Warcraft ended up being like what you play in the back alley with friends.
Right, right.
Yeah, two different things. Like, StarCraft is much more serious.
Gotcha. So yeah, Dragon Ball Fighter skins would be cool. I'm with you on that. That would be cool.
Just because that's the hot fighter right now that everybody's loving.
Now, why not whole characters? Like, we're talking like, ideal situations. You had the ability to go, why not make whole characters? And you went, stopping short, I just want
skins. No, because I want it to be as realistic as possible, because I know I'll never get Dragon Ball Cross Marvel.
Okay.
And that would be amazing, but that won't never happen.
See, you decided to go in the realm of reality. I went way further beyond, as we like to say here. So I went with Overwatch versus X-Men. And I am not talking skins, people. I think it would be cool.
So you want to have Tracer fighting Storm.
I absolutely would be okay with this, yes. 100%. I mean, it would make more sense if Tracer was fighting Quicksilver. But yeah, I'm in. I mean, I'm whatever character combinations you want to come up with, you go ahead and make it a real thing. My thing, the reason I went with this, right, is because now that Disney owns Fox or whatever, they're finalizing that purchase, we're obviously going to get a rebooted X-Men. You know, it's about time for a rebooted X-Men.
And?
Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four, which means we may actually get an MCU with a proper Doctor Doom villain.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm stoked beyond belief for Disney's purchase of this company. But, that being said, I thought that, you know, Avengers, I thought Avengers first, and I was like, yeah, but Avengers have been around, and now we have like 17 characters in the Avengers, and it's just getting a little off the rails. You could make it work with X-Men. They won't. They will not. Absolutely. That's way too much work, and the balancing would be absolutely atrocious, but I still think it would have been cool.
I think it would be Overwatch versus X-Force would be more than likely. Get you some Deadpool love.
Yeah, right? Or what's that new guy's name? What's the guy with no powers?
No powers?
Yeah, the one from the trailer with the no powers. Chat, help me out, man. Like, help me out. You guys know who I'm talking about. I think his name's Jeff or something like that. Jared. He's got, like, a silly name.
Huh, I don't know.
Like, a really boring name.
I've not been watching the Deadpool trailers. I know I'm going to give them money and move on.
Yeah, right?
It's just like, I know you're getting money. Why even ask? It's fine.
But, yeah, that I think would be cool, having an X-Men. X-Force I'd even be fine with. That would be fine, too, but That would be a crossover event to Peter, thank you, Cameron. See, this is Cameron. Where are you at, man? I hope you're on the road driving home right now, because son of a gun, I need you back.
No, Capcom Overwatch. We need the guys that did Fighters to do this.
Yes, I agree. After playing the two, because I own them both. I own Dragon Ball Fighters and Capcom Infinite or whatever, Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Fighters mops. I see now why the fighting game community leaned into one versus the other.
Oh,
Sorry. No way.
Hashtag garbage versus hashtag amazing.
Oh, absolutely. I've heard a lot of people are really excited, are really happy with the balance. MVCI, but for me, it's aesthetics. I can't get past the fact that every single character just looks like this monstrous version, like muscled up, nonsensical version. Even Chun-Li looks terrible.
Hang on, Cam, please tell me your wife is driving so that you are not typing, watching us, and driving at the same time.
Arc system works, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Tech work. So
right.
You still have one more.
I do, and this is a movie crossover idea. All right?
Coming this summer.
I want Aqua Teen Hunger Force and Rick and Morty to do a crossover movie. I think this would be the dumbest yet most amazing thing ever. I need Master Shake and Rick to get in an argument. That's what I need in my life.
See Kearns right here. I'm assuming these dots have something to do with you saying that. They probably are from your former content about who's actually driving the car, but I'm assuming they have something to do with what you just said. That's how I'm applying those dots.
That's the way I'm going to take it.
Oh my gosh. Sting.
Oh, this is great. Hang on, I'm going to read this for all the audio listeners. At Seekerns 20 from Stig. Please tell me that you're watching this stream with an HTC Vive strapped to your head and that you're just driving by the camera HUD in the headset.
That would be awesome.
Awesome and horrible all at the same time.
Horrible. But I mean, he'll be fine. There's not that much traffic. He'll be good.
And it depends. Is he in Kentucky on 65 or?
Yeah, right.
Is he going through Louisville? What's up?
TechWorks says that Arc System Works is busy making the Persona fighting game that we all deserve. Yes, and the Ruby fighting game we all deserve. Because I am so stoked about getting Weishnee in my freaking cross tag battle, Blaze Blue cross tag battle, 100%. I wasn't even going to get the game until I watched Ruby, and now it's like, I can't live without this. I need a copy of that.
Yeah, you know what? Throw Space Ghost in there for shits and giggles.
Yeah, tech work.
Yes. No, I need that in my life. I need a Rick and Morty, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, and Space Ghost.
It's the Holy Trinity.
Yeah. Holy Trinity of William Street.
That's awesome.
Oh god, that'd be so bad and amazing.
That's so good.
Oh, passing exit 1 in Tennessee. Oh, cool. He's almost home.
He is almost home. And I think we're almost done here.
Yeah.
Yep. So I think that's where we're going to go ahead and wrap it up, guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode 99, the final double-digit episode of the Rocket Punch cast. Be sure, like I said, one more time, episode 100, Lucky Dice Cafe, next Monday, May 21st, 6 to 10 p.m. If I can manage it, I want to stream it.
I agree with you, but there's one other thing I want. I want everyone to come down and buy some beers and let's sit down and play some games.
Yes, indeed, 110%. So, yeah, guys, that's going to be it for us here for episode 99, though. I have been Chris.
I'm Will.
Thank you guys so much for joining us this evening, and we will see you guys on the next one.
Laters.
Peace.